who work the whole day, maybe even longer. To prepare this nice meal we just ate. Like him, day and night. In this short life on the face of this planet, we work to feed the donkey. Day and night. Day after day, month after month, year after year, we spend our lives to feed, to comfort, to clothe, to house, to amuse, and to educate. Teach the donkey physics and chemistry and history and philosophy, and which of course the donkey only realizes the science of all these things which has been taught to it. Doesn't know the essence of it. I mean, even he is Einstein. There was a king who had a son who wished to be a scholar, and for years he studied everything what there was to learn. And one day the king wanted to test, after all these years, how much the son knows. So he took his ring, took it in his hand. "Son," said he, "tell me what's in my hand." The son looked at the hand and he said, "Well, it's round, it's hollow inside, you know, and it's made out of metal." He was quite impressed. I mean, you know. "You gave the characteristics of the thing, but what is it?" "Oh," he said, "it's a wheel." So much of the knowledge. Hazrat Mevlana Celaleddin Rumi, not me, I'm just telling what he says, says that there is one thing and one thing alone that we have to realize and we have to act accordingly in this life. And if we don't, we could do everything else which you can think of, like we all do. Go to school, get a doctorate, learn all these things and get a fantastic job and work 10 hours, 18 hours a day out in Wall Street. Get all this money and get ourselves nice houses, nice clothes, nice furniture, nice cars, nice food. All that. Plus, you are Muslims, the prayers which we do, the tasbihs which you do, and everything else which you do in the name of your religion, all this, says he, is not worth anything if you do not that realize that one thing. And do things accordingly. And he quotes from the Quran. Allah says in the Quran that I have offered my trust to the heavens, to the mountains, to the earth. All of them were afraid and didn't want to take it. But men, he says, took it. Men, who is a sinner and who is stupid, took it. Now, heavens, the sun and the stars and all what it contains. Millions of things. I mean, we receive the light of the sun, can you imagine, without it? We receive, we breathe the air of the atmosphere of the heaven. The rain comes from there, which makes grow our food. Mountains, earth, and again, we tread on it, we live on it, we are fed by it. Mountains, with all the minerals, and gold and silver in it, didn't take their trust of Allah. They were afraid of it. But you, took it. But you don't know who you are. You don't value yourself. Allah Ta'ala does not say, I have honored mountains and heavens and earth. He says that I have honored sons and daughters of Adam. But when man took that trust, he no longer was neither a sinner or stupid. Because before he took that trust, he was like us, mostly an animal, not realizing that all all he spends his time and effort is for the donkey, our bodies, which is our animal of burden, and this world is its stable. What is that trust which Mevlana says, that one thing which we have to realize and we have to be with it? In the Quran again, Allah Ta'ala says, I have bought yourselves and all what you possess for the price of paradise. That, Mevlana says, is the key. If we realize that we do not own ourselves, we have sold ourselves, and our homes and our bank accounts and our wives and our children and our bodies and our lives for the price of paradise. We do not belong to ourselves. The trust of Allah Ta'ala is his ownership of us and all what we possess. That human being is called Abdullah. The servant of Allah. Whatever he does, not like we do, is done in the name of Allah Ta'ala, and he has given us this formula. When I drink this coffee, I say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When I start talking to you, I said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the compassionate and of the merciful. Not in my name, not for my sake, but in his name and in his sake. You can't do anything wrong in his name and for his sake. You can't do anything stupid in his name and for his sake. So when we accepted that trust, we no longer identify with our animal selves. We no longer say I or mine. Because we sold ourselves to him and we are his. Now, this blessed month of Ramadan is coming. Allah Ta'ala says in a hadith Qudsi, fasting during Ramadan is for me. So here all of us will be really true servants and do something for him. What is it? We don't eat. Eating is the principal character of the animal. We don't hit, we don't curse, we don't lie, we don't cheat, we don't make love with our wives. All this is what the donkey does. We don't eat. And we don't do these stupidities. Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah, says that I have a time at night with Allah Ta'ala where He gives me to eat and to drink. It is not what we ate and drank tonight. Allah gave him to eat and to drink. That is not the food of the donkey. That is the food of the human being. And perhaps this Ramadan, we should really realize that, because that which we would be doing, which looks very simple, not to eat, to behave, not to hurt anybody, not to make love to our wives and to our husbands. Those are the principal activity of the animal which we don't do anymore, not for ourselves, for the donkey, because donkey wants to eat, wants to make love, wants to kick. But we do it for him who has bought us for the price of paradise. And maybe it will be our first Ramadan to do it that way. Assalamu alaikum. The room has changed totally its character without the carpet. It has become very institutional, thanks to our strange chandeliers, that it saves us being totally institutional. What happened to the carpets? Did somebody steal them?
They're upstairs being
Does
washed.
Anybody know?
We washed them enough.
They're washing.
Name is?
Steaming them, cleaning them.
Ah,
upstairs.
Ramadan cleaning. Uh-huh. By the way, whatever happened to the nice Iranian lady who gave us a big carpet? Did that carpet ever got cleaned or where is it? Does anybody know?
Yeah, we just washed it today.
How many did you wash?
We washed.
Bugün onu da yıkamışlar.
We washed around 6 or 7, I think.
6-7 tane halı yıkanmış bugün.
Oh my goodness.
Bir tanesi doymuş.
Aha. Lucky they didn't do it in the meydan. Otherwise, we would have been on the wet carpet. Where are they drying?
Upstairs.
Yukarıda.
Upstairs?
They're mostly dry already. They're mostly dry already.
They're mostly dry? Huh. Lucky it was warm today. Good. Because the stable has to be nice. Nobody asks. How can one do what one does in Allah's name for Allah's sake? How does one think? In Allah's name and for Allah's sake, how does one feel in Allah's name and for His sake, and how does one do in His name and for His sake? I cannot say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim when I'm smoking. I know I am doing wrong, but I still do it. I cannot say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and call you bad names and call you a donkey or an idiot or I cannot say, like you see in the TV, when I throw a bomb at you, I cannot say Allahu Akbar. When I think, I ask myself, is that something which is approved by my religion? When I feel something, anger, hatred, well, is that approved by my religion? When I do something, Is it pleasing to Allahu Ta'ala? Would He approve that I should do this? And then I can say, in the name of Allah, the Merciful and the Beneficent. And then think it and feel it and do it. Then I would be a true believer. Otherwise, I am just a Muslim because I have a Muslim name. And like my Sheikh used to say, all the benefit which I will get from my being a Muslim, I may be able to marry a Muslim man or a Muslim woman, and hopefully maybe I will be buried in a Muslim cemetery, and that's all what I will get as benefit from my Islam.
Rabbi, you mentioned donkey. In the Quran, it said that the religion, the Quran was given to the Jerusalem, the Jewish people, and they kept it, and they walk around like donkey carrying a big load. And you see that we like donkeys when you eat there doing this and doing wrong things. And then I remember that I read in the Quran that the Quran was given to Jerusalem, the Jews, and they kept the book and walk around and do nothing, and like they take it around like a big donkey carrying a big load.
Eşekten bahsettiniz. Kur'an-ı Kerim'de Beni İsrail'lere verilmiş ayetlerin onlar tarafından taşınıp fakat amel edilmediği söyleniyor. Onlar da eşeğe benzetiliyor.
Evet. There are not only Muslim donkeys, there are Jewish donkeys, Christian donkeys, non-believer donkeys, and what's their point?
What's your point?
That the existence of Jewish donkeys does not exclude the existence of Muslim donkeys.
No, but this was talking about a big enough time, not now. The big enough when the Quran was written. Long time ago, not today.
Neymiş?
Bizim eşek olmamız ve bu yükü böyle eşek gibi taşımamızın hikayesi çok eskiye dayanıyor.
Bir defa ben biz eşeğiz demedim. Dedim yani yanlış anlaşılmasın. Bizim vücudumuz eşek. Yani şu this thing which I'm holding on is the right front leg of the donkey. I said, I didn't say that we are donkeys, but we spend our lives serving the donkeys which our physical bodies are, as if there is nothing else in us. Did you understand it that way, or did you understand that I called you a donkey?
Well, you can call me anything you want. It doesn't matter to me. I know what I know.
That is the problem. That is the problem. When we say, I know what I know, what we know is that the wheel fits into our fist. That's what we know. Which, of course, it doesn't. We yani sonu neydi?
Sonu yok.
Sonu yok.
Bir şey sorabilir miyim? Arkası yarın.
Bir şey sorabilir
miyim? Zor oğlum. İngilizce sor. El alem anlasın.
I was listening to Islamic sohbet, conversation. And one sheikh says, according to Surah Yunus, ayet 7-8-9, if anybody, any Muslim, if we do not wish to reach Allah in this life with the spirit, he says we cannot enter the Jannah. So what is the explanation?
If we can say again, die.
If anybody, Muslim, especially we Muslims, if we do not wish to reach Allah with our spirit, ruh, or if we do not wish our spirit, ruh, to reach Allah when we are living, he says, then we may not enter Jannah.
Bir şeyhin biri bir sohbette şöyle demiş, Yunus suresinde bir ayet var demiş.
Ve 28, 9 ayet.
Önemli değil, bu ayet de şöyle söylüyormuş. Eğer ruhunuzla Allah'a kavuşmak istemezseniz cennet size yasaktır, cennete de giremezsiniz demiş. Bu böyle bir ayet, bu ne demek istiyor bu ayet? Var mı bilmiyorum. Böyle bir ayetin olup olmadığını bilmiyorum da.
Ben de bilmiyorum. Ben de bilmiyorum. Bakalım hiç Yunus suresinde ne diyor. Ama dediği doğru. Yani o Kur'an'da var mı yok mu bilmiyoruz. Bilen varsa söylesin. Ha? Fakat dediği ne diyor Egen?
Eğer ruhunuzla birlikte Allah'a kavuşmak istemezseniz
evet,
cennet de size
evet,
haramdır.
Doğrudur.
Yani ruhumuzu eğer Allah'a ulaştırmayı kalpten bu dünyadayken dilemezsek cennete girme ihtimalimiz yok.
Yani burada yani var de olduğumuz sürece ruhumuzla, ruhumuzun Allah'a kavuşmasını dilemek,
evet,
dilememiz gerekiyor diyor ayet.
Evet, evet, doğru.
Sorunuz ne?
Yani bunun açıklaması
bu aşağı yukarı söylediklerimi doğru başlıyor.
Evet, yani bunun bir açıklaması ne diye soruyor.
Yani böyle bir ayetin olup olmadığını ben bilmiyorum. Hafız-ı Kur'an değilim.
Yunus suresi.
Ama var olsa da olmasa da söylediğin doğru.
Ruhumuzun Allah'a ulaşması için dua
etmiyor. Evet. Evet. Diyor, sadece çünkü bedenin your body is an animal. When you eat, you're an animal. When you walk, you're an animal. When you think, you are not an animal. Yeah? And but when you feel pain, you're an animal. Yeah? When you fight, definitely you're an animal. Yeah. So I mean, if we look at ourselves, there is no question that the best of us is majority animal. But there is nothing wrong with it. You know that it is possible that you could be 90% animal, but if you're 10%, yeah, is a human being and realizes that 90% animal is a nice big, you know, like this old-fashioned English horses there used to be, which you know you can ride on. This is fine. Yeah. But if you do identify yourself, like most of us too, you know, with the animal, then obviously animals don't go to the Jannah. No.
Ayet şöyle aslında. Who are pleased and satisfied with the worldly life and who pay no attention to our revelations, those are the ones who do not have hope of receiving our mercy.
Okay. Huh? Fine. Good.
Esas şey ayet
bu. Aşağı yukarı doğru yani söylediği.
Aşağı yukarı.
Aşağı yukarı. The fact is that we spend, if not all of our time and all of our energy and all of our lives to feed, to take care, to safeguard, to amuse, to keep in luxury, you know, our animal selves. There's no question about it.
A lady, she's 116 years old, she lives in Brooklyn, so they ask her how she lives so long. She says she never celebrates her birthday till she reaches 100 years. When you celebrate your birthday from young, you're counting how quick you're going to die. So she, after 100 years, then she starts to celebrate her birthday.
Brooklyn'de yaşayan 116 yaşında bir hanım varmış. 116 yaşa kadar yaşamasının sırrı olarak ben 100 yaşına kadar doğum günümü kutlamadım. 100'den sonra başladım. Böylece ölüm korkusunu tatmadım demiş.
That's the wheel in my hand. To live long, as I should know so well, is not necessarily, you know, an advantage to be proud of.
They ask her what the secret. You see, treat everybody.
I mean, like there are turtles. It seems they live very, very long. What else there? Is there animals which lives very, very long?
Elephant.
Elephants?
No.
Really?
No.
I have no idea. But I know that turtles do.
Turtles. Oh.
So, what benefit is turtles to anybody?
What's the secret of it?
Really, I'm ask my wife, what benefit am I to anybody either? On the contrary, I'm a load on all of you.
But her secret, she said, is to be generous and
do the kind and
righteous things.
Somebody goes, somebody goes. So, where does he come with? With such knowledge that this 100-year-old woman who gives the secret of her long life because she hasn't counted her age, you know? Where does he come with those knowledge? Yes. Okay, yeah. We are being called. Hi, Allahumma. Yani.